broadcasting to the U.S. and around the world by way of Clear Digital Audio. 22,500 miles above the planet, this is the Global Star Radio Network.
Story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at. Illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that will determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And well, we're hoping that Terry James is going to be with us, and we're going to be talking about the Rapture Dialogues. But any sign of Mr. Terry James? Guess not. So we're going to have to talk about, really, whatever you'd like to talk about. And, Sydney, one of the things I think we really should go over again and again is what they're doing to the minds of our children. Do you know that there has been a 6,000% increase in the incidence of autism over the last 25 years? Because we know what the incidence was about 1980, and of course we've seen it simply explode since that time. Autism is such a terrible, terrible disease because it destroys the very mind and heart of not only the child, but of the family. And it tears families apart. 80% divorce incidents among families with an autistic child. And if it doesn't destroy the family, then it destroys the family financially, because the expense of taking care of a child like this. And it's all unnecessary because the government knows it's the vaccines that are doing this. And they're doing it intentionally. Because there really are evil and wicked people in government. And, of course, they can hide behind this. Oh, no. Oh, we just don't want the people to know because, after all, if they knew what's happening and they knew how the vaccines are harming the children, they'd lose their confidence in vaccines. And so we can't tell them. And we've got to keep the mercury in the vaccines. We'll take it out of the childhood vaccines, but we'll leave the mercury in the vaccines we give to children. And those people out there are so stupid, they won't understand what's happening. After all, they'll believe us when we say we took the mercury out of childhood vaccines, even though there may still be some even around by 2007, because we were allowed to continue producing it up until 2003, and we had 3 or 4 years after that before it was outdated. But they'll never suspect that we would be evil enough to recommend that every child at 6 months, and then 7 months, and 15 months of age get a mercury-laden influenza shot that wouldn't do any good, so that by the time they get to be 5, they get almost as much mercury as they were getting before. Because, after all, if the incidence of autism began falling off, why, they'd suspect what we've been doing to their children. And today, across America, according to the CDC's latest statistics, 1 in every 150 children is autistic, and since the disease is much more common in boys, they say it's about 1 in every 90 boys, probably even more frequent than that. But by the time you get through the autism spectrum diseases of Asperger's disease and ADD and ADHD and learning and reading disabilities, you're talking about 1 in every 6 children in America having some sort of a neurodevelopmental abnormality. And where is the outcry from doctors? Why, they say, you know, we've been giving vaccines for many years and we haven't hurt any children. But oh, look at all the good it's done. And the incidence of childhood arthritis is increasing. and the incidence of childhood diabetes is increasing, and the incidence of childhood asthma is increasing, and the incidence of childhood autoimmune disease is increasing, and they tell us that no harm has been done. Well, we have Terry James here with us, and we'll continue this some other time, but you really need to get our 4-tape sets on autism. You need to get the 2-hour interview I did the other night with Rick Rollins, one of the best interviews we've ever had, and our autism update set we'll be putting together very soon. Help us get the truth out.
Looking for a new cooling system? Enjoy comfort this summer season with the new Carrier or Kenmore system from a name you can trust. With unbeatable pricing, year-round maintenance and repair, plus our satisfaction guarantee, it's time you called Sears at 1-800-241-0746 for a free in-home consultation. Ask about our special financing terms. A new, more efficient system can keep your family comfortable year-round and may help you save money on high energy costs. You can count on Sears for the quality materials and installation you have come to expect for over 100 years. Call now for your free in-home consultation. Offer ends 9/30/07. Subject to applicant creditworthiness. Installation provided by Sears authorized licensed contractors. Licensing information available upon request. Energy efficiency may vary depending on your home and climate. Call now for your new cooling system from Sears and ask about our special financing terms. Call 1-800-241-0746. That's 1-800-241-0746.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000 plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
Hello, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, the Nutri-Medical Report here on Genesis After Alex Jones, 2 to 4, Monday to Friday. I developed the first line of defense kit to block pathogenic infective organisms to give you day-to-day protection as well as infection protection against biological and chemical weapons. Defense tabs block virus and bacterial entry into your tissues. Immunity blocks the tissues by improving your host defenses by increasing your enzyme activity by putting the minerals back into your enzymes and your cells to rejuvenate cellular function. The 3M masks are the best masks in the world at 99.67% of smoke and nanoparticles. All viruses and bacteria are blocked. Defense wipes will kill all the pathogenic viruses and bacteria on contact and are safe for you and your loved ones. So get a first line of defense kit and protect yourself from daily pathogens and from civil defense from biological, chemical, and toxic weapons. Call us at 888-212-8871 or order securely at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or call us at 888-212-8871. Stay well and protect your loved ones today.
Dr. Stan back here. Our guest now is Terry James, and we're going to be talking about some scriptural things. And go ahead, Terry. Why don't you tell our listeners just a little bit about yourself?
Well, thank you for having me on, Dr. Stan. And my name is Terry James. I'm an author, basically, and I've been studying things of eschatology, that is, end time things, for quite some time, and have written or co-authored 17 books now, going on the 18th. So. That's kind of my background in Bible prophecy mostly, and the latest we've done here is a novel about UFOs and what God's Word, the Bible, might have to say, particularly as it relates to prophecy.
All right, well, why don't you tell us about UFOs? In other words, where do they fit into Bible prophecy? Are they real? Are they imaginary? Are they from outer space? Are they a warning to us? Are they demonic in nature? Are they supernatural? What are UFOs?
Well, in my view, and I believe it's the biblical view, is that these are revisitations. Actually, I think these things that a lot of people call extraterrestrials have never been far from planet Earth. I think they're interdimensional. In other words, in my extraterrestrials, and I base that, and I think people who have the same kind of view I have, base that upon a certain scriptural passages, particularly in Genesis chapter 6. But also, I think we go first, take a look at what Jesus said. He said in Luke 17, verses basically 26, 27, that as it was in the days of Noah, so will it be in the day of the Son of Man, meaning at the time when he comes back. So we look back at Genesis and we ask what was going on at that time. Well, a lot of things, of course, were going on. Men became more and more debauched, and finally came to the point that God said he had repented him, but he had made man. He would have to, he wanted to start over again. We don't know what all was wrapped up in that word, he repented, because God does not change his mind. He makes no mistake. But sin had come into the world, and the world degenerated and so forth. And in Genesis 6, 1 through 4, basically, we see an account of how the Bnei Elohim, the angels, the fallen ones, the ones that had left in the rebellion with Satan, looked down on earth and saw the daughters of men, that they were fair, and they came to earth and married everyone whom they chose, and from them came giants, the Nephilim, from which I believe we get some of the old the great legends of the Roman mythology and Greek mythology and Norse mythology and so forth. So I think Jesus said it would be like that again, and violence filled the whole earth. We see terrorism today, so I think God's perhaps he's right on track so far as where we are today. We see the sightings in the skies, people do. Every week we see a lot of programs on Discovery Channel and History Channel and National Geographic and some of the others telling us all about the UFO sightings and so forth. There's a great interest in rebuilding. So to answer your question in brief, then, I would say that these things are not extraterrestrial, but they're interdimensional human beings.
And I think it's the interesting thing is to consider that there is another dimension. We live in a material dimension, and you touch a table, it's there. But these other creatures, whatever they are, will have the ability to go through something solid. They are not bound by the laws of physics. This is the most amazing thing. Because they, as Terry says, are interdimensional. And I think that it's very difficult for those of us who live in a material world to believe that there is another dimension. But I think that there certainly is. In fact, I think that, that there's no question that there are these beings from the other dimension. You talk to witches, and the witches know about it. I mean, they will tell you, you know, they cook up their charms and rituals and spells because they want to contact the beings from the other dimension. And if the witches can know about it, we certainly should be able to understand it. Maybe they want to get in touch with those beings from the other dimension, but we need to know that they're there. And a lot of people tell you have a guardian angel. Well, you may very well have a guardian demon that is in search of your soul. You better be very careful that you know who you're coming in contact with.
Absolutely, Dr. Stan, you're right about that. You know, and we see in plenty of what God's Word has to say about it in Ephesians 6. Chapter 6, verse 12, that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. That outlines the battle. And certainly we face that today, I think.
I agree that we do. All right, fine. Well, certainly these entities, these flying saucers that, you know, so many people have seen them. I've never seen one, but I know a lot of reliable people, including my wife, who have seen them. I have no question they're real. But, of course, what are they? Do you think that they're interdimensional, the products that are manufactured in the other dimension and able to come here and able to actually defy the laws of gravity and physics?
Yes, I think that's the case. I think that that is exactly what's happening. I think it's setting up for a grand delusion. I'm a firm believer in the rapture of the church. It is that all people be taken to heaven when Christ calls them. We see in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 and 1 Corinthians chapter 15. And when after that happens, I believe that according to 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, there will be a grand delusion, a great delusion take place. And I think that part of this is setting up for that time when millions vanish, as the Tim Ray novels might portray a little bit.
But do we have any guarantee that's going to happen before America's fallen? In other words, America could fall, and this could happen, 10 or 20 years from after America's fallen, and we have so many Christians who seem to have the feeling that nothing bad will ever happen to Christians. Do you believe that nothing bad will ever happen to Christians?
Well, Dr. Snow, all we have to do is look at the first, second, third centuries and so forth to see that, yes, bad things can definitely happen to Christians. They've been some of the most... I guess you would say tortured Christians or tortured people that have ever been Christians. And down through the ages, even in Hitler's Holocaust, though the concentration was on Jews mostly, many Christians lost their life at the same time for defying that regime. And of course, in the tribulation era, it's going to be magnified a thousandfold over that. But yes, I do believe that America is certainly ripe for judgment, in my view, and certainly America has no special protection other than what God wants to grant us. And I think a lot of times that we're overdue for it. We have no guarantee that the rapture is going to take place before America falls or whatever.
So anyway, we're living in very, very uncertain times, and I think the Christians today are sort of lulled into a sense of, oh, well, nothing bad's going to happen to me, and so they're really not involved as they should be. They're speaking out against what's going on, and I believe terrible things are happening today. I believe we're becoming a pagan, we're becoming a godless society, and we're tolerating things we never should be. I mean, you've got your left wing out there demonstrating, but you don't see Christians demonstrating very often. You got your left wing out there screaming about what's going on, but the Christians are silent because we're supposed to be supportive of our government and respecting Romans, I guess it's 13. Certainly, that is almost being used as a justification for inaction in times like this.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're definitely in our comfort zone as Christians as a whole today. I think there's a very nucleus group of Christians who are quite concerned, Bible-centered, I think. But then we look at the massive television every weekend and on Sundays and see where the majority of the people are, and then in the end the congregations of football-sized stadiums and so forth, and they teach and preach a feel-good gospel. Never mentioned the blood atonement crash and other things that are and the immorality going on that we see today. And it's a great concern to me, and it should be, I think, to every Christian who would like to see America come back to its moral basis.
And, of course, at one time they used to go to church and they'd teach you you were a sinner, and saved by grace, that you needed a Savior. But we don't talk about that much anymore.
No, we don't.
And of course, every week I can remember growing up in a fundamentalist church. There was an invitation, and even though you'd already gone down the aisle, you still had that realization that you needed to be absolutely true to your beliefs. But now it's sort of like we've even almost changed the gospel. God loves everybody; would never punish anybody. And there are many, many even of our Christian leaders today who don't believe in hell or damnation or punishment or judgment or anything like that. But it changed the very nature of God.
But they give us the smile and the feel good message that God is love, and that's all they want to talk about. And God is love; He loves us so much as a fallen creature that He sent His only Son to die for us. And that's real love. But it also extracted a great price from Him, and the shed blood of Christ is nothing to consider lightly. And it should be a big part of the overall message of any pastor from any pulpit. And we've completely given away from that, but that's what tickles the ears, and that's another prophecy that's coming to pass. 1 Timothy chapter 4. 2 Timothy chapter 4 also, is that they will heap into themselves teachers having itching ears. In other words, they will like to hear fables. And that's exactly what we see happening.
Why don't you tell us a little bit about your book?
Well, the Rapture Dialogues is what I call it. It is not so much about the rapture of the church, but it is about a fictional technology that's developed covert cloaking technologies that I have made up as being developed and kind of, I guess you'd say, reverse engineered from the time of the Roswell incident and beyond. I start the novel in 1947 with the discovery of the Dead Sea Scrolls at Qumran, and then come up to the 1947 Roswell incident and so forth. And I take it from the music. You want to bump out here?
Yeah, I'm afraid we're going to have to. So we'll have a little break. And I guess it's Jerry James. We're talking about the rapture dialogues, and when we get back, we'll explore a little bit more.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibility.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mined supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a four tape or a four CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets that'll protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
Hi, this is Dr. Tony Teary. Are you one of the many people who take vitamin supplements? Do you take handfuls of pills each day to increase energy, reduce your pain, or improve your overall health? Now there is a better way to get the vitamins and minerals your body needs in a delicious-tasting whole food liquid supplement, Body Balance. Body Balance contains 121 essential vitamins and minerals and is made from only organic and natural sources. Developed by doctors, Body Balance was originally available only through healthcare professionals. Now this incredible whole food liquid supplement can be delivered directly to your home. Body Balance offers an extremely effective method to feed your body towards wellness, and we're confident you'll love the difference your body feels. To order your Body Balance, call me directly at 1-800-768-9763 and try it risk-free for 45 days. Again, that's 1-800-768-9763 or online at healthyfoundations.net.
get and that sort of thing. And I made, a fictional story out of this thing. And out of this, I make it so that there's some reverse engineering going on that brings us to the point of the rapture, which is a thing kind of like the old Star Trek transporter, where it can take things apart at the molecular level and put them back together in another place. Bring me up Scotty type thing. And it's, as I said, of course, fiction. I don't know to what degree. I've heard that the cloaking devices are really becoming sophisticated, at least in the black ops areas. I base this upon a friend of mine who does some patent attorney work. But as far as this sort of thing, the teletransportation, I realize is scientifically untenable at the moment, according to most scientists, because of the Heisenberg principle, which involves time and space movement and so forth. But nonetheless, I think it does make for an interesting story, and it's a love story as well, involving military personnel, jet fighters and pilots and so forth, and their families. And these people have been more or less subjected to visitations. You know, we see on some of these programs I was talking about a while ago, we see where people have been subjected to these abductions, to visitations and third encounters and all of these sort of things. And I sort of blend that together in a sci-fi type story. But again, I think of biblical principles at its base, based upon the scripture we discussed earlier. And building up toward the time, and maybe the third of the novel. I just got the second one finished, and should be on December. And then toward about the third novel, I would like to come to the point of, before we talk about some of the things of America's degeneration, to the point where things have become so terrible that it's almost like the tribulation period, if not the tribulation period itself, and when the rapture will occur at some point. And this technology that I have built from this point, I hope to bring it to the point of rapture. You should remember, now it's been so long since I put it together, it's an acronym, a rapid atomic particle transmolecular unification reassembly energizer. That's quite a mouthful. And so we'll call it the rapture, and hopefully that this instrument will, which is being used not only by our government, by the deepest operatives within the black ops, covert operations of government, and then some renegades sort of, but also combined with some of the extra interdimensionals we're talking about. But the subtitle of this book is Rapture Dialogues, the subtitle is Dark Dimension. And so I try to weave a story that shows the demonic influence upon some of the more nefarious among us in government and so forth, as it goes toward 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, where I believe there's going to be a great delusion down the line.
Well, I think there's a lot of delusion right now, but I think there seems to be a lot of evidence that there are certainly some divisions of our government that are delving into the supernatural, that certainly many of our military personnel have been assigned to work with the supernatural, trying to tap into this invisible force because they recognize it's there. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, you know, they do have that for the remote viewing project, for example. I know you've heard of that, and your listeners have heard of that. There's been this going on for quite a long time. They're dealing with the people who can, through kinetics, where they can, you know, using mind control to move things and that sort of thing. So I think that has a large portion of these extra-dimensional, these dimensionals we talk about, the demonic forces, I think, are very much alive and well and influencing, you know, man at every level, just as Jesus said it would be at the end of the days, like it was in the time of Noah before the flood, into the living time. So I think that I think there's a lot to it.
Well, of course, you know, a few years ago we had a psychic who could bend spoons, supposedly, and then there were a lot of people who set out to disprove him. But the major function of those people who are trying to disprove him was that they did not want the public to realize that there really are these supernatural forces.
Mm-hmm.
I have no question they're there. I have had in my hand a spoon that was doubly bent into two helices, two circles, by a major. We'll be back, and I'll tell you when we get back.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.
This is Elizabeth Border. News alert. Twice a month, you can now get the Divided Kingdom's brand new newsletter. Concise, hard-hitting, the first issue discusses two vital questions. War in Iran? A coming one-world church? In the first issue is included a pungent discussion of NWO numerology. For a free sample copy of the Divided Kingdom dossier, write to Post Office Box 8, Bethlehem, Maryland, 21609. A yearly subscription is only $50 for a newsletter that comes not once, but twice every month. Get the spiritual support you need right now for your free sample copy to P.O. Box 8, Bethlehem, Maryland, 21609. Once again, for your free copy of the Divided Kingdom dossier newsletter, write to P.O. Box 8, Bethlehem, Maryland, 21609.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
The disciples asked Jesus in Matthew 24, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, disease, and earthquakes in many places." We are living in this time of Earth's history. Many people are trying to understand the climactic world events in light of human wisdom. But without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. 2 Peter says, "We have a more sure word of prophecy, and you do well if you take heed. But first know this, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation." The Bible says, "We'd like you to receive this new offer, Packet B, The Unholy Alliance." These materials document the global leaders, political and religious, behind the scenes. You will receive information regarding America in prophecy, tyrants and wars, the New World Order, and much more. As always, these materials are shipped to you at no charge. Please call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715. And ask for Packet B.
This is Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network. Our guest is Terry James. And, Terry, where can people get your book? Do you have a website? Or do you have is this book available to regular channels?
Yeah, if you go to my website, which is RaptureReady.com, it's RaptureReady.com, and notice up at the top of the home page, there's a place that gives the novel, and it takes you directly to Amazon. You can go to Amazon.com, too, but that'll take you directly to where you can get the novel.
All right, fine. And how many stages? Is this a series? How many is it going to be in the series?
I just completed the second of the series, and I'm trying to call it the Second Coming Chronicles, the series, and it'll be out in December, and then I'll be working on another third, and I hope to end it with either three or four of the series.
All right, you're not going to go as far as Tim LaHaye went to that.
No.
All All right. Well, if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question for Terry, give us a call at 1-800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. But we actually carry a DVD. It's a fascinating DVD put out by Cloud 10 Pictures that has Lou Gossett Jr. in it. It basically talks about the military and their effort to contact the other dimension. And it's really gripping, a DVD. We pretty enjoyed seeing it. We still have a few copies on hand. That's Deceived by Cloud 10 Pictures. And it talks about the military's effort to contact the other dimension. Now, I know this is true because although I didn't actually see this happen, I saw the end result. I was back visiting Joyce Ronnie for the film that they did, and basically she showed me a spoon. Now, we've heard about people bending a spoon, you know, into a circle, but this spoon has been into two circles, and it was done by a major general who was working on one of these projects for the military. And you have to apply, I mean, I couldn't even budge the metal. So obviously they had to apply this supernatural force, but you can actually tap into this supernatural force. I'm not suggesting you do it. In fact, the last thing you want to do is tap into that, but it really is there. I did a wonderful program last night. It's archived on go to RadioLiberty.com, on the 9 o'clock program with Barry Shammas. It's called The Return of the Giants, based upon a book when there was over in Israel over a period of several years a whole flock of UFOs, and he talked to the people who saw the giants. And they even have pictures of the giants that actually he was there. They were snapping pictures, and he couldn't see them. But when they developed the film, there were the giants. I will tell you, I was held spellbound by this sort of thing. Now, there's a tendency to get overly fascinated with this, and I would warn you against it. You need to know it's there. You need to understand that we're involved in a spiritual battle. And there really are spiritual forces. There's another dimension there. And then, of course, leave the rest of it in God's hands, because our job is to warn people of the danger of trying to contact that, trying to get in touch with your spirit guide, trying to harness the techniques put forward by Rhonda Burns in her book, The Secret, or in her DVD, The Secret, endorsed by Oprah Winfrey, who says, quite openly, this is what I've been trying to tell people, and inferring this is the secret to her success and the billions of dollars that she has amassed, and I'm sure that it is. But the last thing you want to do is get bound up in that, and our job is to try to take people back to the very, very simple faith of Christianity and to a personal relationship with our Lord Jesus Christ. Well, what sort of response have you gotten to your books in the past, Terry?
Well, quite good. Most of my books have been nonfiction, of course, so this is about my second or third, my third foray into the fiction. And but most prophecy people, most people who are really interested in Bible prophecy, the nucleus of Bible prophecy students, I guess they, not too interested in fiction. Most of the fiction comes from a much broader, the readers come from a much broader Christian view, if you're talking about Christian fiction. But I found that this has gotten really good response from the secular world as well, and that pleases me very much, because we can get, you know, the gospel message out through these books, and let them see that you know, as you're just talking about, this is something maybe to be wary of. But if God be with us, who can be against us? The Bible says, and Jesus says, "Greater is He." I mean, it says about Jesus, "Greater is He who is in you than He who is in the world." So. We as Christians don't have to worry about this, and I want to try to get this concept across to the secular world as well. And I think fiction goes a long way toward helping at least achieve a portion of that objective.
Right. Well, I think America's in for some very, very difficult times, especially if our conjecture is right that the Bush administration, knowingly or unknowingly, is setting up for an expansion of the war in the Middle East and some sort of a confrontation, either now or before too long, with Iran. But it's very obvious to me that they're preparing us for it. It's illogical, it doesn't make sense, we can't afford it, it'll bankrupt our nation, and yet everything points that we're heading in that direction. And what are your thoughts on that? Do you think that we may be going to expand the war that's so unpopular? I mean, how could they possibly get away with that?
Well, obviously, President Bush is very, he's very bent that way in staying there and apparently taking advice of those who want to expand. I have to be very careful about wanting to vary from what he recommends when I consider the opposition he's up against, because I'm almost always in the opposite direction of the people who say let's cut and run at every moment at every chance we get. But like you say, it's such a convoluted mess over there. And of course, we know the Bible prophecy tells us that that's where everything is going to conclude, the Battle of Armageddon eventually. So we know that things are going to be set up that way, and we certainly see it headed that way. And I don't see us gracefully exiting the area, because the moment we do, it's going to immediately suck, I think, every vile opponent of all that is civilized into that area.
All right, well, our telephone number is 800-259-5791. If you're out there in the listening audience, that's 1-800-259-5791. Give us a call if you have a question or comment. And certainly, but are we sucking an awful lot of vile people in there at the present time? Because this is an area where they can fight us. And don't you think we're engendering hatred against the United States among the Muslim world because of our policies there? And it's very obviously we want to steal their oil. I mean, they keep saying we want to have this oil for the Iraqi people, and now suddenly they got a treaty that's going to give us control of their oil. And I mean, do you think the Iraqis have a right to be upset about that?
Well, yes, they do. I of course agree with you on that. But Dr. Shannon, I look at it, view everything in the area, in the region, particularly in these days, in the time we see coming on. We have to look at things rationally as well, as far as how the administration treats these things and how we deal with things geopolitically and diplomatically and all of this. But I see everything is revolving around Israel, and Satan has such a rage against Israel for obvious reasons. And anyone who supports Israel is going to automatically draw the ire of, I believe, satanic forces. And I just say it on your program, it's not you saying it, it's me saying it, but I think, Allah is equal to Satan. They can come after me if they want to, but I'm just saying that I think this is the nucleus and the heart of the rage against America. And I agree with you that there are many exigencies that we could be handling a little better in dealing with these people, but still I don't see that as the nucleus.
All right, fine. Well, now, just in your book, you deal at all with these things that are going on today, or are you have you written your book, with a backdrop of current events, or certainly just primarily of the UFOs?
Now, from a historical background, I've included a lot of leaders in there in a fictional way, LBJ and Robert King and some others, Edward Teller. I've had sort of a historical background in the novel, leading toward a modern history in the second novel. And I actually start the second novel with the attack, 9/11 attack on New York City and the Trade Center. So, and also the term millennium before that in the prologue. So I try to bring in current events and make it contemporary and relevant.
All right, fine. Well, when do you foresee this this event happening? Do you think that the rapture is imminent? Do you think it's sometime at 5, 10, 20, 50 years from now? At what point would it happen?
I believe it's imminent because I believe it was imminent in Paul's day, not either. He seemed to think it was imminent in his day. There is no prophecy that needs to be fulfilled before the rapture occurs, according to the words I've studied on what Paul had to say about it. But at the same time, I know that there are things that that God is obviously allowing to be rearranged in this time, leading up to the rapture, into the tribulation era, which I believe will follow the rapture. And it's impossible, of course, for anybody to say the time or the hour. But of course, we're supposed to determine the seasons. And based upon that, there are just so many things that are just like, I heard a commercial a while ago for something, and they outlined some of the things that Jesus gave in the Isle of the Discourse. There are so many things lining up almost precisely like Jesus and the Old and New Testament prophets predicted for the tribulation itself. And these were for the tribulation. Since we already see these things beginning to shape up, and Jesus said in Luke 21:28, when you see these things begin to come to pass, then look up and lift up your head, for your redemption draweth nigh. And I believe that's the rapture.
What do you think that the Christians will be here when everybody has to have a number before you can buy or sell? Do you think that happens before or after the rapture? Is there anything in the scriptures that tell us?
Yeah, I think Daniel 9:27 pretty much says that the man of sin, the son of perdition, calls him the prince that shall come there. He's the one that will appear in Revelation chapter 13. Beast that comes up out of the sea and so forth, and he says in 16 and 18 of Revelation 13, and he shall cause all, great and small, free and bond, rich and poor, to receive a mark and so forth, and his numbers are equivalent to 666 and so forth. Well, this is in the middle of the tribulation era. Obviously, if you believe from the viewpoint that, and from the perspective that I have after studying these years, then I believe that's in the middle of tribulation, and this mark, the number system, will be finally issued and cause all to worship him. False prophet will cause all to worship him, and that'll be toward the middle of the tribulation. And again, I think that's seen in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, where the Antichrist, this man of sin, the son of perdition, stands in the temple, the rebuilt temple on Moriah, and declares himself to be God of the man's worship. So I think it all ties together, and I don't think we will see Mark implemented in as Christians today.
In other words, you don't think that Christians will be put in that position of having to take some sort of a mark or a number?
Not the Christians of the church age. Now, I believe in dispensations, and the people who come to know the Lord following the tribulation, certainly they will be in the position of either having to accept or reject the mark.
Well, I hope you're right that we're all going to be raptured out of here before anything bad happens, but I'm just going to wait and see.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's good.
So we really don't have much of any choice one way or the other. It's fun to conjecture, but in the final analysis, you know, I remember the words of certainly the Bible Answer Man, who certainly knows the Bible a lot better than I ever will. And this is the man who was there before Hank Cattergraph, and he always used to say that he'd studied the scriptures, and he didn't find anything for pre-tribulation rapture, but he hoped he was wrong. So I think that that's...
Well, I hope he is too, Dr. Stanley. I'll tell you, that is the wrath of God, says in Revelation 6:17, it says that, you know, who can stand, for the wrath of God has come, the wrath of the Lamb has come. And in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 9 through 11, says that we are not appointed. Paul was talking to Christians of the church age, as children of God. He said, we are not appointed to wrath, but to salvation of the Lord Jesus Christ. So the wrath of God, we're promised in Revelation 3:10 to be kept out of that time of trial, of tribulation, of great tribulation. So, I base my hope not just on wishes, but upon what I believe is a good scriptural foundation.
All right, fine. Well, the important thing is that people understand that the scriptures are accurate. We certainly can disagree on, whether this is pre-trib or mid-trib or post-trib,
mm-hmm.
But certainly I know my good friend Tim LaHaye is pre-trib rapture, and I'm sort of a pan-trib, as it were. It's all going to pan out one way or the other. Under any circumstances, if you're out there in the audience, why give us a call at 1-800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. If you have a quick question or a comment, our guest has been Terry James. His book, what is the title of the book? The Rapture Dialogue?
The Rapture Dialogues, and the subtitle is Dark Dimensions.
Dimensions, okay. And certainly, is the first one in print at the present time?
The first book?
Yes.
Is it? I'm sorry, I didn't get
the question. Is it actually the first book? Is it available to press?
Oh, yes. And if I go to Amazon.com, they'll go to my RaptureReady.com website, and they will go to the home page. You'll see where the book is advertised there, and you'll take a link directly to Amazon there.
Okay, fine. Now, is it self-published, or was it published by a major publisher?
It was published by Anomalous Press. It's a joint venture, and this one, a lot of my other books have been what you would call published by Commercial Publishing, Harvest House, and others.
Mm-hmm.
I decided to go ahead and do this one. I didn't publish it myself, but it is a joint venture in that I get 1,000 books for a certain amount of money. In order to get it rolling, fiction writers are hard to get started as a fiction writer. I've been known in the prophetic circles for nonfiction, but it's been quite an experience, and the second book is out now, and we're looking forward to some real progress.
Well, I think it's always exciting to write a book and then see how it goes, and certainly marketing a book is always a challenge. Well, I guess it's been Mr. Terry James, his book, The Rapture Dialogues, and I wish you well, and thank you so very much for being with us.
Thank you, Dr. Stan. Real privilege.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And this is Dr. Stan. We'll be back here in just a moment or two to wrap up this hour, and then we've got a great hour next hour, so I don't even think about changing the dial. Have you made preparations to look after yourself and your family in case there's a national emergency or a terrorist attack? Well, I want to tell you that the government's looking after their people. In fact, plans have been made to protect people of high-ranking position in government, but they're not making any preparations for the average individual, so you're going to have to look after yourself. If you'd like information on long-term food storage, if you'd like information on the other items you would need in case of a national emergency, why don't you give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927, and ask for the emergency food catalog. We'll get it right off to you, and we'll get the items shipped directly from Ready Reserve Foods. That's 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You're going to have to begin making preparations to look after yourself.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase, handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps, as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is not available. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for a flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822. 928-8822.
Dr. Stan here at the Genesis Communication Network, and this is the time when I need to remind you the Radio Liberty is primarily listener-supported, and we do hope that many of you will give serious consideration to joining the Radio Liberty family of supporters. And you do that simply by calling us at 1-800-544-8927. And if you can give $20 a month or more, you'll get our four best tapes or CDs of the month. And on your monthly newsletter, you can subscribe to the newsletter for a year for $25. And then, of course, we do hope many of you will go to our website, and you'll actually get there. You can see the things we have. Certainly, we have that DVD. It's called Deceived with Lou Gossett Jr. Goes into the background of the military and their effort to contact the other dimension. We certainly have a new DVD on the intelligence services and some of the terrible things they've done. It's called Project Monarch. That's Project Monarch. It's a very well done DVD. We actually have, of course, the book Satanic Crimes. We have Diary of a Devil Hunter. Certainly, we recommend the DVD. Pardon me, the four tape set entitled The Aquarian Conspiracy. It interviews with Constance Cumby. The four tape or four CD set, The Supernatural, interviews with Johanna Michelson, and we carry her book, The Beautiful Side of Evil. You need to get this information. You need to begin to understand the other dimension. There really are people who are in contact with it, who've been in contact with it, who are in contact with it today. And, of course, this is the basis of my talk entitled Forbidden Secret, which we recommend. It's a DVD or VHS, comes with a syllabus. That's The Forbidden Secret. And then, of course, we have a four-tape set called The Secret Behind the Secret. It's available in the tape or CDs. And it will explain to you what Rhonda Byrne is doing and this movement which is sweeping across America, that is taking millions of people into contact with the beings from the other dimension. You must understand this is not imaginary. It is real. And, of course, it is probably the single most dangerous thing that's ever happened to our country. You'll certainly want to get the DVD, The Secret Mysteries of America's Beginnings, which take you into the secret societies that were here in America in the 1600s. And then, of course, the next version of that, which is called Riddles in Stone, takes you into what happened when they were laying out the architecture of the capital of our country. Why is that important? Because the architecture of our country foreshadowed the destiny of America. And the destiny of America was to rule the world. That's why you need, of course, to get Confessions of an Economic Hitman, the book written by John Perkins. We have a tape set of my interviews with John Perkins called Economic Hitman. He has a new book out called The Secret History of America's Empire. And we do have an empire. And America has troops stationed in 130 countries. We have, 720 overseas bases. Why? Because America is leading the world into the New World Order, the New World Religion, with a new world leader. And that's what it's all about. There is a small group that's taken control of our centralized government. It's about time they were exposed. Because if we do not expose them and get back to the nation under the rule of law, then the dream that was America will soon and very soon become a nightmare. You need to get our four tape set on the Military Commission Act, a blueprint for dictatorship, our four tape set on concentration camps or concentration camp special. Please pray for America. Pray for revival. But pray for Radio Liberty. For our provision and protection. We'll be right back.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America.
Get the Berkey Light, the American water purifier, only $279. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
You're listening to GCN.
This is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views and, well, the views of our guests this afternoon. We're going to have a little different program. We're going to have Dr. Peter Gale with us. And Dr. Gale is certainly into plant science, things of that sort. But we're going to be talking about certainly some of the things that have been known for many years and long since forgotten, and that would be the use of certainly of weeds and herbs and other things that have been readily grown, have been known 100 to 200 years ago to be beneficial for health, and have sort of been forgotten. Dr. Gale, of course, has written a book about the lowly dandelion, and of course of all of its wonderful uses. And so, without further ado, Dr. Gale, thank you so very much for being with us.
You're very welcome. I enjoy being with you.
Well, tell us a little bit about yourself. Now, how did you happen to get interested in all these things that grow in our yard that most people feel is just sort of more trouble than worth?
Well, actually, it happened back when I was 9 years old in Southern California, where I grew up. My father died, left the family with no money. My mother had never had any experience raising anything but children or doing any kind of work. And so a friend told her that we could live off lamb's quarters, which is a wild spinach growing in our backyard, until she could get enough skills to be able to go out and get a job and make a living to buy food for our table. So my brother and I would go out every morning. He was six, I was nine, and we'd go out every morning in the backyard, and we'd gather the young tops of lamb's quarters.
Now, what is a lamb's quarter?
It's a wild spinach. It's a plant that grows in sweet soil, in good soil, particularly compost piles. It has a leaf that looks like a supposedly the hind quarters of a lamb. Looks more like a leaf of a Christmas tree, or it looks more like a silhouette of a Christmas tree to me. But it has also white dust on the surface of the, particularly the top leaves. So when you're looking down on it, it looks like somebody spilled a container of talcum powder in the field, and that's what you're looking at. But these are the plants that taste just like spinach. They were rare vegetables, in fact, back in the 1800s. These were the spinaches that were eaten in castles and eaten by royalty. Back at that time, and so it's a tremendous vegetable, very nutritious. In the U.S. Department of Agriculture's handbook 8-41, which is composition of food, the official guide to what isn't food in the United States, it is listed there, profiled there, and when you rank order all of the different greens in that book, you find that it is the most nutritious of all the vegetables that we have available to us.
Well, now, would it be growing in every yard, or would you just...
It grows in a great number of yards. It's very common in Southern California. I found it up in Northern California a great deal. It's commonly found elsewhere around the country. I mean, everything that I specialize in are the plants that grow in people's backyards. I have spent my life, I'm a PhD ethnobotanist who has spent 45 years now studying how various cultures use backyard weeds for food and medicine.
All right, fine. We're going to be back here in just a moment.
Okay, go ahead.
So just to hang in there.
You bet.
And we're going to be talking with Dr. Peter Gale. Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a 4-tape or a 4-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets, a little protects your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Need more than just the constant news of impending tyranny? Yes, this is Elizabeth Border back with the Divided Kingdom, the hour that analyzes spiritual and cultural issues too. Lou Blanchard and I are delighted, thanks in large part to past listeners' lobbying efforts, now to be on the Great Genesis Communications Network Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. Central. Formidable Alex Jones says, "This is the network often imitated, but never duplicated. Lou and I made the conscious decision to move to GCN because of its classy lineup and leadership. We invite you to hear our program, one we pray will strengthen and bless you. Indeed, trouble is part of the story, but the fellowship of faith surpasses it. Tune in at 6 p.m. Central. Also, be sure to visit our Tuesday guest host, Dr. Carl Sanders' website, trumpetmen.org.
Oh, what a beautiful day for the beach. Look, up there in the sky, it's Non-X Man. He's in a dive.
He must have found some ugly toenails on the beach.
Let's go look.
I'm Non-X Man, and your toenails need Non-X Nail Gel. Stop hiding them in the sand. Take them out. Let's see.
Ooh. Oh, I'm so embarrassed.
Don't worry. Now there's Non-X Nail Gel. Use it on your toenails regularly, and they'll look fantastic when you're barefoot.
Oh, I will, Non-X Man.
Well, I'm off to find more ugly toenails. Don't let Non-X Man find you with unsightly toenails. Buy diabetic-friendly, money-back guaranteed Non-X Nail Gel. It's in the foot care aisle at Supercenters, Walgreens, CVS, Longs, Meijer, Giant Eagle, Car Drug, Snyder's, Duane Reade, Bilo, and Rite Aid.
Here. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Dr. Gale is just saying that as a young boy, as 6 or 8 years old, why, they were collecting this lamb's quadrille, a spinach-like weed that grows in the backyard. And I guess you must have eaten a lot of that until your mom could get a job and get into a situation where she could begin to provide for you.
You bet. We gathered it. My brother was 6 and I was 9, gathered that every morning for 6 months. Brought the young plant tops into the house. Mother made every kind of spinach dish imaginable. We just loved it. We thought it was great stuff. But as I was doing this, I was wondering what else out there was edible. As a 9-year-old kid, I figured if you could eat lamb's quarters, there must be other stuff that was edible, too. But, you know, as I got older, girls came into the picture, and, you know, and sports and other things, and it sort of faded into the background. Until I was in high school working in the Northern California woods, in the logging camps up in Eureka and Fortuna and those areas, And I began hanging out with a bunch of kids who foraged for wild berries and for wild apples and wild cherries and whatnot after we got off work. Their mothers made them into all kinds of great stuff. And that reawakened me. So when I went into college back in the 50s, I had that as my intent, learning more about this and learning more about how people use these plants. And that's what got me started. So I went through college as a botany major and got my master's in botany from Claremont Graduate School down south, and then came east to get a PhD in botany with a specialty in ethnobotany, which is the study of how various cultures use plants in their economy. And have since then been gathering recipes and gathering folklore from cultures from all over the United States, all over Western Europe. I haven't done very much yet in Eastern Europe, but I am on my way there pretty soon. We do quite a bit of work with people in Eastern Europe. And so it's been quite an exciting time. I have the largest collection of recipes for backyard weeds probably in the world right now, and folklore as well. And I've written 8 books on the topic and a number of articles. Good Morning America calls me the Wizard of Weeds, and USA Today, a feature they did on me, called me the King of Dandelions. I'm beginning to get known for it.
All right, now, as far as the weeds, do some of these have pharmaceutical actions? In other words, certainly many Amish, the Mennonites, they don't use all the fancy pharmaceutical things we do. They learned a long time ago how to utilize many of the things, the herbs and other things, you know, to help them maintain their health. What is the background of that?
The background of the Amish, or of these, the background is that 80% of the things that we call weeds were in fact brought here from other countries as food and medicine by the immigrants. When the immigrants came, their companies that sponsored their trips across said to them, bring all the plants that you use for food and medicine because you're not liable to find them here. And so they brought things like dandelion and plantain and burdock and wild carrot and chicory and clover and coltsfoot and those kinds of things with them and planted them in their backyards. And because they were very successful plants, the seeds were successful in germinating. They would fly away and they would land elsewhere and they spread all over the country. And that's the story behind it. All the way up into through the Depression and through the Second World War, these were the plants that people ate a great deal. I mean, they were commonly known by just about everybody in rural areas, and particularly people from various cultural backgrounds. But after the war, things changed. People had begun moving into the city. They began moving into the city, the suburbs, on the GI Bill. They got houses inexpensively. They went to college. They specialized in particular kinds of careers that would give them enough money so that they could buy everything they needed that they didn't know how to make from their education from other people who were trained the same way. And so it wasn't very long before the younger people particularly, lost the knowledge of these plants. And because of that, we began being a buying economy, an economy that specialized in telling ourselves if it can't be bought in the store, it's not worth anything.
Well, now, are the seeds available for some of these items?
Oh, for many of them, yeah. Many seed houses. Dandelion, for example, sold by 15 different seed houses in the United States. And contrary to common perception, is not Barefoot Grass and the other seed companies, the lawn chemical companies that buy them and go around skulking at midnight throwing them on people's lawns to make business for themselves. It's people from various cultures. Dandelion, particularly, is probably the most common and most respected vegetable in the world. It is the one vegetable that has more nutrients in it and more health-promoting substances in it than any other. You can maybe say that the stinging nettles and lamb's quarters also have a great deal of that. But the dandelion is extremely popular in places like Italy, where it's called cicoda, and is a plan. I have, for example, I've been running the National Dandelion Cook-Off for 10 years, and I right now have over 1,000 recipes for dandelions from 65 countries. 450 of those are from Italy. It's pretty much the national vegetable of Italy. And, you know, other vegetables are similar. Other of these wild vegetables are similar.
All right, fine. So, you know, usually you don't think very much about a dandelion, but you've even made a dandelion coffee, which you were kind enough to set to us.
That's true. You know, one of the things that's very interesting is that back in the 1930s, if you got a bee sting, or if you had some kind of abrasion, Grandma would know exactly what to do. She'd go out into the yard, she'd gather a particular plant, be it yarrow or plantain or jewelweed or whatever. She'd come in, she'd make the right kind of poultice or the right kind of tea out of it and give it to you, and pretty soon you'd be better. And this went on pretty regularly. These things were all free for the taking. And as the people stopped using these plants, those of us who remembered what Grandma did would go out and we would gather those particular herbs and those products. We would process them and we put them in fancy packages and sell them in health food stores to people so they'd have access to them, you know, at pretty fancy prices. And so that those things are still available. They're still available in health food stores around the country. But they're now being made by the grandsons and granddaughters of the people that brought them here and were using them back in the 30s. And people have to buy them now instead of doing them themselves because they've forgotten about it. There's one product out there that's made out of plantain.
Now, what is a plantain?
A plantain is a plant that grows in everybody's lawn. It has oval-shaped leaves, and when you look at the leaf from the back, it looks like a fan. The veins of the leaf come up in one bundle through the leaf stem, and then they fan out. There are no side veins, there's no prominent central vein, but they fan out so that it looks like one of those fans that you wave in front of your face and when you're at the opera or whatever. And it has a stalk, a single stalk that has at the top of it many flowers and many fruits. Those fruits on plantain are used, or these hulls of the fruits are used to make a product that we tend to call Metamucil. It happens to be an Indian variety of the plant, but the one that grows in your lawn is just as good. This is a plant that many people will recognize if I tell them that when you mow your lawn and your mower isn't quite sharp, by the time you get done mowing the lawn, you look back on the lawn and it still has a bunch of stalks sticking up all through the lawn. And your wife tells you, you know, you got to go back out and mow it again. You didn't get those stalks down. Those stalks are the stalks of the flowering stalks, the fruiting stalks of plantain. In our lawn here in Ohio, and in my lawn back in Southern California, we had it everywhere. It vied with dandelion for prominence in the lawn. It was that common.
All right, fine. Well, now, Chris, what would you use it for?
Well, what it's used for is you can use it for regulating. You can use the seeds. You can gather those seeds and boil them in milk for a couple of hours. Just put them on the simmer them in the back of the stove for a couple of hours, and then use them to increase regularity, to lower cholesterol, two of the things that it's good for. Plantain leaves are particularly good if you chew them up or you boil them into a tea and use them on wounds that have a hard time healing. I had a sore on my face that wouldn't heal, and so I started putting an ointment made out of plantain leaves on that, and within a week or so it was completely healed up. And it had sat there for 2-4 months.
Well, now, what about some of the uses of the dandelions, Chris? You have the coffee from it.
Yep.
You can eat the leaves from it. What else? Does it have any therapeutic properties?
Dandelion leaves are particularly known for their liver tonic properties. They help the liver to heal from various ills. They also help the blood to purify the blood And they are, at the same time, very good as a diuretic and very good to regulate the gastrointestinal system.
All right, fine. You mean they actually act as a diuretic to help you just get rid of
get rid of excess water. Yeah.
All right, fine. We'll bring you back here in just a few minutes with Dr. Peter Gale. As we talk about, the use of so many of the weeds and things that are in your backyard, you've never even thought of. But ladies and gentlemen, I fear that the world that we've known in the past is going to be changing. The government, of course, wants to restrict access to many of the things that you get in the health food store. It's about time you begin about thinking about these things and how you would manage on your own.
Some people believe a group of wealthy men control political parties, the American media, and the wealth of our nation. Is this true? Dr. Stanley Monteith spent 40 years studying secret societies and subversive movements. He lived in Africa for 3 years, and when he returned home, he studied the writings of the men who shaped the modern world. His book, Brotherhood of Darkness, identifies the people who control the world and the organizations they created. Dr. Monteith exposes the movement behind Rhodes scholarships, the origin of the Council on Foreign Relations, and the myths surrounding communism. He discusses the goal of all covert organizations, so if you read Brotherhood of Darkness, you will learn a secret that has been passed down through the centuries. When you learn this secret, you will understand what the future holds and what you must do to help preserve our nation. Call and order your copy. 877-300-7645. Only $12.95. That's 877-300-7695.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimonial of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hello friends, Alex Jones here. I want you to imagine waking up one morning to find out you've been burglarized. An intruder has taken your personal possessions. Credit card numbers, social security cards, banking information, and more, all in the hands of a total stranger. What's worse is, you realize he got it through your front door because you left it unlocked. Every time you walk away from your computer, leaving your internet connection on, you are virtually inviting hackers, criminals, and Big Brother to access your personal information. Put a stop to this right now with the Net7 Network Security Switch from Net7 Technologies. Turn your internet on and off with one simple switch. There's no software to load, and it's so easy to install. Right now, you can order your Net7 Security Switch from Net7 Technologies for only $39.95. For a limited time, receive free shipping with your order. Visit net7tech.com. That's net, the number 7, tech.com, and start protecting yourself today.
JLS Research, the makers of the all-natural and very effective Nobio deodorant, has now discovered very unique research that indicates that those who have body odor may be deficient in a certain dietary component. Their new product, the First Responder, supplies the body with the missing link so that it can respond to the symptom called body odor. By using organic and enzymes to step up the body's ability to absorb more freely, the body begins to respond by taking in the missing nutrient. As it responds, body odor will then no longer be an issue. First Responder is the first of its kind, comprised of only four organics: grapeseed skins, grapeseed, grapefruit seed, and garlic. It's so effective, you need only one organic capsule per day to keep the odor away. First Responder is 100% guaranteed. Go online and order First Responder at no-bo.com. Visit no-bo.com or call JLS Research at 850-723-8599. That's 850-723-8599.
Right there. Well, this is Dr. Gicks. Stan here, and Dr. Gale is simply talking about a dandelion coffee. Now, I'll have to admit, I had a cold cup of it the other day, and it really tasted very much like coffee. Does it give you the stimulation at all that the coffee seems to?
Yes, it can. We have people who called me and said, you really ought to put on the label a warning that if people drink it before bedtime, they might not be able to get to sleep. It has 50 trace minerals in it, and it has a number of other minerals and vitamins and so on that will replace the caffeine in terms of providing the energy. And so many people say that they've noticed no difference. They can substitute this for coffee and find that there's no headaches, there's no withdrawal symptoms, there's no difference at all. Some of my friends have given it to their spouses and never told them that they were drinking something different. And their husband or their wife said, what did you do to the coffee today, dear? It tastes better, you know. And so they've gone on for 2-3 weeks not realizing that they're drinking something that has no coffee in it at all.
And what he does have the chicory, though. The chicory is what gives the flavor.
Yeah. Chicory gives a bitterness to a roasted beverage. If you try the various dandelion or the various coffee substitutes on the market, you'll find that most of them tend to have a bite to them and a bitterness to them that isn't very pleasing. Dandelion, it will soften that bitterness. It will take away that, and it still has chicory in there. We have chicory in ours, and everybody else has chicory in theirs, but what the dandelion does is it adds to it all of those trace minerals. It adds other health-promoting substances for the liver and so on, and it takes the bitterness out and gives it a slight sweetness. So it tastes quite good, in fact. Everybody that has tried it, well, people either say they don't like it or they love it. Nobody's in the middle, usually. And they say that it's one of those things that tastes better than coffee. So we've been very pleased with that. We haven't advertised it much, but it's passed by word of mouth, and it's selling extremely well in the United States now, and in Hong Kong, and in Malaysia, and in Japan. And they're looking soon to move it to France and also to Denmark. But in any event, people that want to know more about that can find out by going to www.dandyblend.com www.dandyblend.com or call me at 800-697-4858. And make sure you wait till the show's off, because otherwise I'll be on the phone. Yes, that's right. That's it. The phone number 800-697-4858. Or www.dandyblend.com.
All right, fine. Well, now, of course, if you heat it up, does that have any deleterious effects on the response? The body's response to the things there. In other words, does that the heat tend to neutralize any physiological response?
Oh no, not at all. No, in fact, that it can be served either hot or cold. It is made of totally soluble extracts, water soluble extracts. Of the five ingredients that are in it, and that is made by pouring hot water over those ingredients and making a beverage out of it, making a hot coffee beverage out of it, and then spray drying it, spraying the liquid and drying it to the powder. So when you put it back in either cold or hot liquid, milk or milk alternatives or water, it will instantly dissolve, leaving no residue. You can add, if you put it in milk, you can add a little bit of cinnamon and nutmeg to it, a little bit of sweetener, and you can have what tastes very much like a chai. It doesn't taste like coffee at all at that time. But it's very, very good as a summer beverage. It's also very good as a winter beverage as well.
All right, fine. Well, other than simply something to drink, because many people are addicted to coffee, What sort of response, physiological response, could we expect? You mentioned something about the liver.
Yes, it will cure the liver. It will purify the blood. Many doctors will recommend Dandyblend or Dandelion coffee generally for their patients who are pregnant, for expectant mothers, because it does clean their blood out and makes for a much better. Healthier woman during pregnancy. It is also very very good as a gastrointestinal regulator. If people have problems with their regularity, with bowel movements or with diarrhea or whatever, this will regulate that. It also will regulate a great number of different other bodily functions. It will reduce or cure anemia. We've had people that have told us that they were saved from a gallbladder operation by drinking Dandy Blend, and so on. We have people that have even told us that they were losing hair, and by drinking Dandy Blend, they stopped losing hair and started growing it back.
All right, fine. We're going to be back in just a moment here with Dr. Peter Gill.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Is credit card debt making your life stressful? Do you avoid answering the phone in fear of another creditor calling? How would you like to cut your credit card balances by as much as half? Well, now you can. Safeguard Debt Management Services will connect you with a debt management specialist who will negotiate with your creditors to reduce your balances by as much as half. You can consolidate all of your high credit card balances into one monthly payment. Call for a free no-obligation debt consultation and learn how to get your very own customized debt management program. 1-800-794-4313. Enjoy the financial freedom you've dreamed of, knowing your debt is being handled by professionals. Call now for your free no-obligation debt consultation. Regardless of your credit history, Safeguard can help. Get the answers you're looking for. The call is free, the consultation is free, and the information could change your life. Call now. 1-800-794-4313. That's 1-800-794-4313.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond from Most Holy Family Monastery. We are now offering a critically important $10 package. The package contains three DVDs with 10 different programs, our new 658-page book called The Truth About What Really Happened to the Catholic Church After Vatican II, which is the most comprehensive book ever produced on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. You also get another 335-page book and other material. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. At the website, you can watch all of our videos for free, read sample chapters of the new book and other articles, or call us 24 hours a day at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or you can mail in your order to us at Most Holy Family Monastery, 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The price of the whole package is $10, which includes media mail shipping, $15 for UPS ground, or $30 outside the U.S. MostHolyFamilyMonastery.com.
Decimal system is the ones that do...
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Dr. Kim was just telling us how the medicinal effects of dandelion greens and how to prepare them, and certainly it is the bitterness in the dandelion greens at that point, of course, is when they have a medicinal effect. Well, before we go on, I want to, of course, to make an announcement, and that is for those of you who live in the Monterey Bay area. There's going to be a meeting tomorrow afternoon at the old Holiday Inn on Ocean Avenue. That used to be the old Holiday Inn. It's now the University of University of California Inn there, and it's going to be starting at 9 o'clock in the morning. It's going to be put on by the Church of the King, and it's going to deal with the global warming issue, and they're going to have the film by Al Gore And then they're going to have a BBC documentary going into the scam of global warming. And then there'll be an open discussion. Now, this is going to be starting at 9 o'clock in the morning. It's going to go to 3 o'clock in the afternoon. There's going to be a professor from the University of California there directing this. So 9 o'clock tomorrow, and at the old Holiday Inn on Ocean Avenue. It sounds like a great program, and I wish that I could be there as well. But it'll be all day long from 9 in the morning till 3 in the afternoon that we recommended, because you need to know what the other side is saying. You need to know what's happening with global warming. You need to understand this is an attack on the infrastructure of our nation. If we were to pass the Kyoto Protocol, it would destroy the industrial capacity of our nation, and that's just what it's meant to be. Tomorrow, from 9 to 3, Ocean Avenue, the old Holiday Inn, and I hope many of you can get there starting at 9 o'clock in the morning. Now, Dr. Gale, I want you to get your website out once again, okay, and help people get in touch with you.
People can get in touch with me by going to visiting the website, www.dandyblend.com, and also by calling us at 800-697-4858. We have another website that Dr. Stan has referred to before that talks about our work with dandelions. It is www.edibleweeds.com, E-D-I-B-L-E-Weeds. allonword.com. That's another one you can find out more about our work on. And those of you who live in the Santa Cruz area, most of the stores in Santa Cruz, the health food stores, sell Dandy Blend and promote it rather heavily. You'll find it, and also many of the acupuncturists there as well. You'll find it at places like the Staff of Life and the New Leaf markets and so on. The Way of Life also has it. And the Herb Barn. So if you really want to try it, you can check it out at any of those places.
Well, now, how do you know whether any of these weeds might be poisonous?
Well, actually, it's important for you to learn about these things, and you need to learn about them from somebody who is actually teaching them. You'll find if you check around the any of the areas on the coast, the California coast, that there are people who are instructors in edible wild plants. You'll find them with the Cooperative Extension Service. You'll find them in nature centers. You'll find them in various other places that deal with natural things, with parks, your county parks and others. May very well have a naturalist there who can help you learn about these plants. You also can get my book, which is called The Volunteer Vegetable Sampler, Recipes for Backyard Weeds, which profiles 41 common backyard weeds, gives you recipes and medicinal uses for those particular plants that grow commonly in just about everybody's backyard. And then what you do is you take a bunch of wooden stakes, the plant stakes that you put out by your crops that you're putting in your garden, and you call in a Cooperative Extension Service man, or you call in even a barefoot grass man or a chem lawn man, and ask them to show you or tell you, ask them specific plants, burdock, for example, or chickweed, or clovers, and so on. And when they tell you what the plant is, you stick the stake in, you put the name of the plant on the stake, and you stick it in next to that plant. So you're able to follow that plant throughout the season. You can see it at the early in the season, you can see it later in the season, as it changes and as it grows and as flowers and as fruits. You can see the different forms of it. And that way you'll get to know specific plants. The important thing is not to get to know all plants. The important thing is to learn them one at a time. You all know dandelions. Everybody knows a dandelion, or at least if they don't, they can learn that pretty fast. And then you can start using the dandelion. Once you know the plant, you can use it. And then add another plant. Add purslane, for example, or plantain, or another plant that is growing in your yard. Find plants that are common, and then go to the Cooperative Extension Service, or go to the college, go to the university in the botany department, ask them to tell you what those plants are, and then make sure that you label them in the yard so you can make sure you know what you're getting. And that's the way to learn them. If a person When I was a kid, we lived for 6 months on lamb's quarters only. And that kept us going. And if we'd only known four or five more plants, we'd have had much greater diversity. But you can live on just one plant, if you know just one plant. A friend of mine, who was a politician here in Cleveland, was interred in a concentration camp in Germany during the Second World War. And every time they were let out in the exercise yard, he would gather and eat the dandelion leaves that he came across. He was chastised, and he was teased by his fellow people, incarcerated people, about doing this. But when the Allies liberated them 2 years later, he was the only one alive out of that entire lot. He was 86 pounds, but he was healthy. Other than being very skinny, he was healthy, and he attributed it to the fact that he was eating dandelion. Both of us lived on one plant. So the important thing to do is to get to know at least one plant, and then add another plant to it, and add a third plant, and then a fourth, until you have maybe 8 or 10 plants that you know really well and you can identify in any environment. Violets are another extremely good, very edible plant. It's the second richest source of vitamin C known to man, after rose hips. Another very, very important one is the clover. And most of us know what three-leaf clovers look like in the lawn. If you taste a clover that tastes lemony, then you've learned another one. That's not clover, but that's a sorrel, and a sour plant that you can make sauces out of. That looks like a clover, but it has yellow flowers and is very tasty because it's sort of lemony. But this is the way to do it. You learn them one at a time. And this book is a good guide for it. The book that I told you about, the Goosefoot Acres Volunteer Vegetable Sampler, which you can find on my website, the www.dandyblend.com. It's available there in the shopping cart.
All right, fine. Well, now, Chris, what about the dandelion flower? And you have a section in here. What is the? Does that have any uses? And does it have any special properties?
You bet. One of our favorite dishes and one of our favorite dinners, which was, in fact, the winning recipe in the first National Dandelion Cook-Off back in 1994, was for a dandy burger. The dandelion flowers, you take a cup of dandelion flowers. And it's not as hard to get those flowers as you might think. You pull the flowers off the plant, and then you pinch at the bottom very vigorously between your thumb and forefinger, and then roll the plant and shake out the yellow petals. And those then will fill up. I'm at the point where I can, in 5 minutes, I could get a cup full of those yellow petals while I'm doing that. And then you take a cup of that, you take a half a cup of flour, of either white or whole wheat or whatever you want to use. You take a quarter cup of chopped onions, and you take an eighth of a teaspoon each of, a quarter teaspoon each of thyme and oregano and basil. You take a half a teaspoon of salt and of garlic powder, and an eighth teaspoon of pepper, and put some milk to that and stir it all up, make a batter out of it. And then you fry those up as burgers. And they are one of the best tasting vegetarian burgers I've ever eaten. And they're rich in vitamin A. One of the things about dandelion is probably the richest source of beta-carotene and vitamin A that's known to man. It's extremely rich in that. And so you have more of that even in the flowers. It's rich in lecithin. It's rich in potassium. It's rich in calcium. Rich in many of the nutrients that our body needs, and the flowers are good for that. You can also add the flowers to, you can make a jelly out of the flowers. One of the recipes in my volunteer vegetable sampler is for a dandelion jelly. It's also in the other book, the Dandelion Celebration, which is my book that's solely on dandelions, but it's also on that website that I mentioned earlier. You can make muffins. You can make waffles out of them. They don't add a lot of flavor to many of those things because they don't have a whole lot of flavor, but they're adding all these nutrients. And the best reason for using them is for all the nutrients that you're getting from them.
And of course, the cooking then, when you're frying up the dandy burgers, why you don't damage the vitamins by the heat?
Not to any great degree, particularly not the ones in the middle. You'll kill some enzymes probably. For those people that are raw foodists, you can eat a lot of dandelion. You can eat the flowers raw if you want to. One of the things we haven't talked about is how our ancestors used to use these. And one of the most prominent ways they used them was just by grazing. You'd go out. For example, what we do as a family is we would go out in the morning. We'll go out the back door on the way to the car, and we'll stoop down and we'll eat a few leaves and some flowers of the violets and get our vitamin C that way. You know, we'll go out before we make breakfast, and we'll gather some lamb's quarters leaves and bring them in. And instead of cooking them up and sautéing them first, we cook the eggs. We add them to eggs, and we'll make the scrambled eggs. And as we're making the scrambled eggs, we add the raw leaves into the scrambled eggs of lamb's quarters. And that reduces the amount of damage to the enzymes and to the vitamins that could occur. And it increases the flavor. It makes for a very, very good flavor for the eggs. So there are ways of reducing the damage that heat can do to them. But by and large, for those who are concerned about cooking and the damage that can be done to nutrients in the process of cooking, it's important to realize that the only way you can release some of these nutrients, particularly the trace minerals, is by cooking them almost to death, where you can't recognize the leaves anymore. The old way that Grandma used to make them, and put a pot of greens on the back of the stove and let it simmer there, you know, all day long with a piece of ham hock in there or whatever, that's the way that you get the trace minerals into you. Most of these very coarse greens, like turnip greens and mustard greens and dandelion greens and lamb's quarters and red-rip pigweed and these other weedy greens, plantain, have very thick cell walls. And if you eat the plant raw, by the time the cell walls are broken down, the cell walls don't break down before the plant material leaves your body going out the other end. So you're losing all the nutrients, or losing much of the nutrients that would otherwise be in there. So you really need to cook them to get the trace minerals. Now, you asked me about the dandelion coffee. In the dandelion coffee, you're not drinking the dandelion coffee to get enzymes and to get vitamins. You're drinking that to get the trace minerals, because that's what's primarily there, and to get the medicinal component. Those are the two things that you really want out of that. And so making it as a hot beverage isn't going to hurt those at all. But if you make some of the other greens, if you want to get particularly a lot of antioxidant vitamins and you want to get the enzymes and so on, then you'll want to eat those raw. A friend of mine once said that if you really are concerned about that, half the dandelions you eat should be raw, and half the dandelions you eat should be cooked, and then you get the benefits of both ways of preparing them.
All right, fine. Somebody actually called and asked how they should be, the dandelions should be picked, and of course, Dr. Gail had said that certainly if you want to get them, certainly it's going to taste better, you get them very early in the season, you know, before the flowers have come out, and of course then they'll have a nice taste, but they do not have the same medicinal polish content. If you wait later in the season until the flowers have come out and you actually pick them, then they will have a sort of a bitter taste. But that signifies the fact that this is when they have certain medicinal properties. Would that be a fair statement?
That is a fair statement. That's exactly what happens. But you don't have to put up with the bitterness, because if you cook it with foods that complement it, that complement the dandelion, which include sugars of various kinds, it includes cheeses, it includes meats. There's a whole chapter in my book, The Dandelion Celebration, on the foods that complement dandelions, that allow you to eat the dandelions and not have to put up with the bitterness, and yet get all the medicinal values out of them. That is, you know, those things are available to people getting them any time of the year. If you wait until the flowering is done, and you mow them back down to the ground, The young greens that come up after you mow them, or after you pull them, you can go harvesting them. What we do every day, we weed our raised beds in our garden. We have a 20 by 50 foot garden with 7 raised beds. And so we go out and we will weed the raised beds, and we will take all of the plants that are edible, all the leaves of the plants that are edible, put them into a colander. I typically eat about 20 leaves of dandelion every morning when I'm doing this. And I eat it particularly because I want to get the nutrients, I want to get the vitamins and the enzymes in that I get that way. And then I bring in a bunch more and I'll put them into a big pot right now I'm using smoked turkey legs, turkey drumsticks, as my meat source. Because one of the things that you need when you're cooking greens in order to transport the trace minerals into the body is you need to have some fat, some either olive oil or animal fat with them to carry the trace minerals into the bloodstream. They require a fatty source to do that. And so we put that in there. And so some of the dandelions go into a pot, others go into my tummy right out there in the field. It's part of the grazing process.
All right, fine. Well, it's fascinating, and somebody has asked if you should have them dry. Is there any advantage?
Drying is great. We dry a lot of them. Another thing that's a great question, in fact. One of the things that we have been doing for a number of years is as we weed our garden, we can't use all of the plants, all the vegetables that are harvested every day. And so anything that isn't used in our meals gets dried. It gets dehydrated. I happen to have an Excalibur dryer, and I put them on the racks in the dryer and dry them at about 98 degrees. And then we crumble them up and put them in an amber jar and keep them in a cool basement.
All right.
And put them in the refrigerator.
Hold that thought.
Have you made preparations to look after yourself and your family in case it's a national emergency or a terrorist attack? Well, I want to tell you that the government's looking after their people. In fact, plans have been made to protect people of high-ranking position in government, but they're not making any preparations for the average individual, so you're going to have to look after yourself. If you'd like information on long-term food storage, if you'd like information on the other items you would need in case of a national emergency, why don't you give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927, and ask for the emergency food catalog. We'll get it right off to you, and we'll get the items shipped directly from Ready Reserve Foods. That's 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. You're going to have to begin making preparations to look after yourself.
Morning, neighbor.
Hey, shouldn't you be at work?
I am. As a matter of fact, I pulled another all-nighter.
What do you mean?
Well, I'm working 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Well, at least I'm making money 24/7, but I never have to go to work.
So what do you do?
Not very much at all now. About a month ago, I heard about this website. It's got a funny name. It's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
That is funny.
Yeah, you can earn $1,200 to $12,000 a week starting the very first week.
Oh, is that how you bought that new mower?
Yeah, and the motorcycle I've always wanted, too. You should log on. Find out how you can become financially free.
So what was that website?
It's www.DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Just wait, I'll go get a pen so I can write that down.
You don't need to write it down. It's easy to remember. DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Yeah, DidYouRobBillGates.com. That is easy.
It's easy, and the money is awesome.
You want to lose weight, but there's no way you want to resort to pills or shakes that are full of chemicals or drugs with harmful side effects. We know diets don't work. That's why there's the Fat Loss Patch. The Fat Loss Patch is a self-adhesive dietary aid worn daily that slowly releases all natural ingredients into the skin. The result is a safe and easy way for you to increase your energy levels, maintain a healthy body weight, and curb those horrible sugar cravings, all without irritating side effects or loss of muscle. Just peel it off, stick it on, and live your life. The patch is safe, effective, and clinically tested. Also, the Fat Loss Patch is the most unique product and business opportunity to ever hit the U.S. and international markets. Join as a U.S. or European customer or distributor in this much-needed and fast-growing business. For more information, visit patchmeeting.com or call Judy at 800-766-2133. That's 800-766-2133.
4858.
Bye-bye, and thank you so very, very much.
Thank you. Good being
with you. Bye-bye. Well, this is Dr. Stan, a little different approach, but I think it's important that you understand that, Sydney, there is a great deal of fresh fruits and vegetables, and yes, ladies and gentlemen, even fresh weeds. And Dr. Gales was kind enough to send us a copy of his books, and we've looked at them, and I'm rather intrigued, and we hope to do a little bit more in the way of investigation on this ourselves. And my wife said, you know, God didn't create anything accidentally. Everything that is here has a purpose. In fact, the drug companies keep going all over the world looking for different types of flowers and roots because they know that God put everything here for a purpose. And we should realize that as well. Well, this is the time when, of course, we've got to remind our listeners of Radio Liberty is primarily listener-supported. And if you believe that we have an unusual message that needs to be heard across America, our number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And we hope many of you want to join the Radio Liberty family supporters and help us if you have not yet laid in a supply of emergency foods. Let me urge you to do that. Everything I read convinces me we may, I can't say we definitely, but we may be moving towards a war with Iran, and if that should happen, it would be one of the most catastrophic events of my lifetime and of your lifetime. To at least begin making preparations if you'd like an emergency food catalog, or if you'd like to get information on the health food products we have. If you don't have a Berkey water filter, you need to have one. You need to have barrels to supply your water, and then a means of purifying it. You need the pumps and the other things on hand. At least do as much as you can. And if you'd like to get a free catalog, we'd be glad to send it along. 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. And then we do have a health products. That's vitamins, minerals, things of that sort, catalog. And that's also the same address. And we hope that many of you will want to watch my DVD or talk on The Forbidden Secret, that you want to get the 4-tape or 4D CD set, The Secret Behind the Secret, which is the answer to Rhonda Byrne's video and or DVD entitled The Secret. And ours is called The Secret Behind the Secret because, of course, Rhonda and Oprah Winfrey and Larry King will tell you that if you'll simply apply the principles of this book, you can begin to manipulate the universe with your mind. And what they do not tell you is they're putting you in touch with demonic spirits, and you're opening yourself up to demonic possession. And you better understand this, and you better warn others about it, because it is so inviting. Wouldn't you like to have anything your heart desires just by the power of positive thinking? But, of course, when they tell you you're going to be able to manipulate the universe with your mind, how could that possibly happen? And, of course, it can't happen in a material world, but when you begin to enter the invisible world, all sorts of terrible things can happen. And they never warn you about the possible consequences. So let me suggest The Secret Behind the Secret, The Forbidden Secret, and then the DVDs, The Secret Mysteries of America's Beginning, a very professionally done DVD, Riddles in Stone, The Secret History of America's Architecture, or the Architecture of Our Nation's Capital. Get the information and help us disseminate it across America. We're involved in a spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization, and most people don't even know there's a problem going on. So please pray for America, pray for revival, pray for Radio Liberty. Remember our number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927.
We've all seen the tornado device on TV and wondered if it really worked. I was also skeptical at first until we tested 6 tornado units. And in every case, we got more miles per gallon and felt more power. Gasoline's expensive, so when we find something that saves us money, it just makes sense to get it. Call 800-500-8880 and order your tornado unit today. Or visit tornadoair.com.
Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself.
You're listening to the Global Star Radio Network, located at Telstar 5 KU band, frequency 11836, symbol rate 20770. Thank you for listening.
News on the Information Radio Network, I'm Greg Moore. A top U.S. commander in Iraq is cautioning against cutting back on the troop presence anytime soon. Correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
If the extra surge forces start coming home, Major General Rick Lynch says the resulting picture...